Hello everyone, this is a Romanian report for summer 2021. I would first like to read a verse of scripture from Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. I know your deeds, see, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Dear friends and supporters, Chris and I are excited to update you with all the opportunities that God is opening up for the work in Romania. It goes without saying that the coronavirus pandemic has crippled the country of Romania in much the same way as all the other countries around the world. This spring they had a second wave of infections which is now rapidly receding. The vaccination program is encouraging, with 5 million of the 20 million population completed. There are still pockets of infection affecting a number of areas in the country. Thankfully, the city of Târgu is in the green zone, with schools back to full attendance as opposed to homeschooling on Zoom. For a short time, all the churches were shut down and then allowed to worship outside for a maximum of 1 hour. Today the services can now be held indoors, but with social distancing, and able to sing. During the lockdown, the granary has not been able to hold any activities for the Awana children's work or youth. Just after Christmas, Sammy informed us that Maria, a close friend of his daughter and a root, after witnessing to her, had given her life to the Lord. It was a real work of God. Maria has a strong relationship with a young man, but had to take the courage to give him up because she was now following the Lord. Then recently Sammy told us that Maria had also asked for baptism, as well as the minister's son, Philip. This is such an encouragement. Recently, Viral and Emma have opened up their garden every second Sunday to welcome some of the young orphan folk from number 3, putting on a barbecue and holding a Bible study. This has particularly pleased one of the orphans, Magdalena, who has so missed Christian fellowship and sharing the Word of God. For the last two sessions, Vio has shared the group for a few minutes with us on WhatsApp, which has greatly blessed us. The young folk, who were noisily rustling around the phone seeking to talk with us, which was an added thrill. In mid-May, Viral and Emma informed us that an evangelical team from the capital Bucharest visited the Maranatha Baptist Church in Târgu to hold a short youth campaign, with many young folk attending. Pastor Viral's two sons, Caleb and Levi, were actively involved as counsellors. Since the campaign, Pastor Vere's wife Emma shared with us that Anna Root, that's Sammy's daughter, and their eldest son Caleb had been having serious conversation together with a desire to form an evangelical group in the city, obtaining a building to meet up and set up an outreach work. Anna Root and Caleb are musicians. Caleb's brother Levi is a drummer and would very much like to start a band or worship team to enhance the work. Anna Root and Caleb have commenced by meeting in the park close by, the park that has the eternal column standing in it, to discuss and pray. Caleb, while talking to a leader in the group in Bucharest that put on the campaign, has given Caleb his approval to start and is giving his support. He is looking forward to visiting Târgu again to head up a further campaign and to have summer camps in the immediate future. In the meantime, Anna Root and Maria are attending a discipleship class on Zoom. Not too long back, Viral's sister started attending one of the churches in Târgu and gave her life to the Lord. Her son, Vio's nephew, is also become a Christian and is on a fire to serve and witness. he would love to be involved also. It is just so exciting to hear Emma, who has had this type of vision for some years, describing the opportunity available through these young folk. One or two churches, when approached for support, although they are running their church fellowship well, were contented with the status quo, with no desire to support, and have not caught the vision that God is opening up. We want to give these young folk all the support as possible, so as well as prayer, we have offered the use of the granary as somewhere the team can meet to plan and pray. The first outreach meeting was held in the first week of June in the Manorath of Baptist Church in Turkishu. Anna Root came home and reported to her dad, Sammy, having invited the young folk from Pastor Danny's church, the church Sammy and Marta attend, and a few other young folk, around 15 young folk, attended. The musicians in amongst the group had formed a small worship music group to form part of the activity. Luca, Sammy's son, has also joined the group on the box drum. Also, in her conversation with the dad, she requested, "Can we use the granary? Put on a barbecue and meet for fellowship and witness to the young folk." Anna Root was unaware God had gone before. We had already agreed the building is there to use for the glory of God. We're so excited about this. We very much ask for your prayer support. Also, thank you. Recently, Marta has been in conversation with Pastor Danny's wife, Estera, with the desire to recommence activities inviting folk from the village into the granary. 1st of June is Children's Day. They consider putting on a social activity for the mothers and toddlers from the village, which they organise for Sunday the 6th of June, having some eats and games for the children. It was attended by 11 mothers and 13 children. Marta explained that the granite building was there for the benefit of the village community and made the mothers feel they were part of it. During the conversations, knowing Sammy and Marta had the experience of a growing family, were asking her for advice to help them with their parenting, sharing certain aspects they were experiencing bringing up their children. Marta has suggested they organise further gatherings, create a creche in one corner of the room, and take parenting as a subject. Sammy and Marta are going to use a book titled Constant Parent, Constant Child as a guide. This is a secular book, but they will build into their sessions biblical principles. It is their aim to use these discussions as a platform to share God's love and the gospel message. While Marta and Estera were leading this group, Sammy and Pastor Danny were holding their regular Sunday afternoon soccer games on the common, again a social time with the young men of the village as a way of connecting with them, but also an opportunity to share God's word to them. Plans are also in place to recommence the ladies' meeting. These meetings will be held once a month. Marta will plan a variety of subjects, both practical as well as spiritual, the first being held on Sunday the 13th of June. How true the words found in Zechariah 4 verse 10. Who dares despise the day of small things? As we move out of the pandemic and see these exciting areas open up to us to share the gospel, please support us in prayer. Thank you again for your loving prayers and support. Amen.